Well, Jane Ace is most anxious to see Marge marry Neil Williams. Marge told her it couldn't be, because Neil has to look after his widowed mother. Now Jane is busy arranging to marry off Neil's mother, the most likely candidate being a Mr. Knapp, a well-to-do old man with whom Mr. Ace is in the middle of a business deal, and with whom the Aces once had a $10,000 lawsuit. This episode takes place the following day around noon, in alternate scenes between Mr. Ace's office and the home of Neil's mother. But first, to Mr. Ace's office. Listen.
Now, Mr. Knapp, if you'll only take it easy, we can talk this deal over sensibly.
Young man, I didn't come here to talk anything over. I made what I think is a very fine proposition for you.
Well, of course, that's a matter of opinion, Mr. Knapp.
My opinion's as good as yours.
Well, we both have rights to our own opinions, and I told you that I don't handle real estate for any measly commission such as you offer me.
Measly? You must think money grows on trees.
Well, it won't grow in your pocket, Mr. Knapp. And after all, you're forgetting you came over to me to ask me to handle your real estate for you. I'm conceited enough to think that you realize that I can make you some pretty profitable deals.
I hope you can. That remains to be seen.
And if I do, I want a reasonable profit myself.
I never pay more than that figure. The man I did business with for 10 years never expected more, never got more.
Well, why did you leave him? Why come to me?
Because he didn't produce to suit me. I want action.
Exactly. And if I produce, if I give you the action you want, don't you think I'm entitled to more than 2.5% commission?
Not a cent more. That's what I always pay.
Yes, and you always don't get any results, it seems to me. Now, you know, Mr. Knapp, that the legal commission in this town is 5%. We all get 5%.
Not from me. I make my own deals.
But why should you be any different?
Because I do a lot of trading. I put over a lot of deals. You can make more at 2.5% from me than you can with any of these other birds at 5%.
Well, that may be so, but just the same...
Young man, I didn't come here to bargain with you.
And you drive a pretty hard bargain, Mr. Knapp.
That's the way I do business. Take it or leave it.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Wait for what? I can go someplace else. The only reason I came here in the first place was because I remembered you from that deal you put over on me when I was trying to sell B.J. Everett a lot. It isn't often anybody does it to me.
So you figured if I'm good enough to put one over on you, you could depend on me to make you some good deals, didn't you?
Yes, if you want to put it that way.
Well, thanks for the compliment, Mr. Knapp.
I'm not here to compliment you. I told you yesterday what my proposition was, and you told me you'd give me your answer today. Is it yes or no? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm afraid it's no.
No? You're turning down all this business I'm handing
you? No, I'm not turning it down. I don't mind telling you. I'd like to handle it, but not at 2.5%.
Well, that settles it. Good day, young man.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way about it.
Well, that's the way I feel. I can find somebody who wants to do business my way.
But 5% is a customary fee, Mr. Dan.
No, customary fiddlesticks. I make my own deals. Never paid more than 3% in my life.
3%?
That was only once. Well, that's your last chance. 3%. Take it or leave it. I'm a busy man.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Knapp. Sit down, won't you?
I've got things to do. Can't be sitting here in these sporty offices arguing with you youngsters. That's the trouble with this new generation of businessmen. Fix their offices up like a circus, take on big expenses, and then say you can't afford to operate for less than 5%. Why, when I started out at your age, I had my office in my hat.
In your hat.
And look at that electric light going to waste in broad daylight.
Well, I always keep the desk light on.
No wonder you can't afford to take less than 5%. Why, when I was your age, I never...
By the way, how old are you, Mr. Knapp?
What's that?
I just wondered how old you are.
Oh, 54. Look at me. Hard as a rock. You know why?
Because you never pay more than 3%.
What's that?
I said I guess it's because you took good care of yourself.
Oh, I don't... I'll say I take care of myself. I built myself a solid reputation in this town.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Guess you heard I was an old miser or something like that.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I
don't care if you did. What people say doesn't interest me in the least. I mind my own business. Now, I've made a proposition to you, and I'd like an answer right away.
Well, maybe we can both see it better if we take a day or so out to argue the thing out.
There ain't any argument. I make my own deals.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Knapp, I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'd like to get your business. I know the amount of deals that you put over in a year.
Well, now you're talking sense.
Yes, and I'm trying to talk dollars, too. Why don't you give me a chance to show you what I can do for you? Maybe you'd be so impressed you'd willingly pay the 5%.
I told you I make my own deal.
Now, look, Mr. Knapp, how about talking it over
calmly? I'm calm.
Yes, I know, but sit down, please. Take a chair. Make yourself comfortable. Here, have a cigar.
so glad you came over, Mrs. Ace. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Sit here. I think this is the most comfortable chair.
Fine.
Well, I haven't seen you in ever so long.
Well, I just happened to be in this neighborhood, and I thought I'd come in and say hello.
Oh, so glad you did. Neil's still asleep.
Asleep?
Yes. He works nights this week, you know. He didn't get home until after 5 o'clock this morning. He works so hard. Won't you take your coat off?
No, I can only stay a few minutes. Well, how have you been, Mrs. Williams?
Just fine. And you?
Just fine.
Your husband, Neil, always talks about you folks.
Oh, he is?
Yes. You and your husband and Marge, of course. She's such a dear.
Oh, yes. Everybody likes Marge.
Neil enjoys her company so much. Of course, he's been working so hard these past few weeks, he seldom gets to see her.
Marge has been working hard, too.
Yes. I guess all the youngsters nowadays work much harder than they did when I was a girl.
When were you a girl?
When?
I mean, how old are you now?
Oh, heaven, I hate to think of it. I'm 50.
50 years old. I thought you were somewhere around 50. We just happened to be talking about you last night, Miss Grace and I.
And I see.
And I said I thought that, well, you won't get mad, will you?
Of course not.
Well, I said I thought you were about 51.
Well, between you and me, I will be 51 next month.
You will?
Yes, but I like to hang on to the 50 as long as I can. So I just go on saying I'm 50.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, we get along in years, I guess. There's no stopping age. It was 14 years ago that Neil's father passed on. But it doesn't seem at all like 14 years. Well, I don't know where time goes.
Just goes on, I guess.
Yes, I guess so. You're certainly looking nice and springy this fine morning. I love that little frock you're wearing.
Oh, do you? I bought it about 3 weeks ago, but the weather has been warm enough to wear it.
Darling.
Oh, thank you.
Neil's been asking me to buy myself a new spring outfit. When I see how hard the boy works, I just haven't got the heart to spend the money. Only yesterday he was saying he was going to take me downtown and blow me to a new dress. Such a deal.
Yes, isn't he? We like Neil a lot, especially Mars.
Yes, they do seem to enjoy each other's company. I'm only sorry they can't see more of each other. But Neil works so much.
Well, I guess they will someday.
I hope so.
Yes. Mrs. Williams?
Yes?
Why don't you come to visit us sometime?
Thanks. I will someday.
But I mean, as long as Neil has to work so late night and you have to stay home alone.
I manage to make the time pass. There's the radio, and I read a little.
But I thought it would be nice if you'd come over for dinner sometime.
I wouldn't want you to go to any bother for me.
Oh, it's no bother. We'd love to have you come over. Why, Mr. Ace has never even met you.
Well, I feel I almost know him. Hearing Neil speak of you folks so often.
Yes, so I thought that maybe you could come over for dinner tomorrow night.
I wouldn't want you to go to that spot.
Oh, it's no bother. We just love to have you.
I'll do, Mr. Knapp. I'd like to get better acquainted. We both should get acquainted, get to know each other better, and we see each other's point. How about coming over to the house for dinner?
Never mix business with pleasure.
Well, this won't be a I mean, this is just a dinner. My wife gets up a nice set of fiddles.
Oh, she does.
Yes, and we'd love to have you. How about it?
Well, now this ain't going to make no difference in my deal.
Well, why don't we just let that take its natural course?
Of course, I outline the only natural course.
Sure, now take it easy now. When will we make this dinner date? House for tonight.
Well, what do you got for dinner tonight?
Well, it's still early. I guess we can have almost anything you'd like.
None of them newfangled eat.
Oh, no. Mrs. Ace thinks it's a nice, homey dinner. Do you like chicken?
Oh, chicken sounds all right. If it's broiled right.
Oh, I think you're going... Wait a minute. I'll call her up.
Now, this isn't one of them formal dinners,
is it? Oh, no, nothing like that. We're just ordinary home folks. I think it might be a nice idea to have a quiet dinner together and get to understand each other a little better.
Well, I hope you'll get to understand me a little better. Because when I say 3%, I mean 3 and no more.
Yes.
Well, how about it? I can't be hanging around here.
Well, she doesn't seem to answer. She ought to be home. I usually call her about this time.
Well, I guess we better call it off.
Oh, now wait a minute, Mr. Neff. You're not going to call off the deal.
Unless you can agree to 3%.
Well, that's what I want to talk over. Look, I'll call her again in a few minutes. Maybe I dialed the wrong number. Just take it easy, Mr. Neff.
Time's money, young man.
Yes, and I understand you've got plenty of time.
Now, look here. I don't stand for kidding about business.
Oh.
If you want to do business with me, you've got to be all business.
Of course, I was. Look, maybe we better make that dinner date for tomorrow night to make sure.
But I got to know your answer about this business. You're either going to handle it for me, or I'm going to find somebody else.
Well, suppose I give you my answer tomorrow night at dinner.
Well, I'll give you till tomorrow night.
Good. Maybe we can both make a couple of concessions.
What time is dinner?
About 6:30, if that's all right with you.
Well, 6:30 is all right if it's right on the nose. Don't like to be waiting around.
Well, 6:30 sharp, Mr. Neff. It's a date.
Well, better give me your address.
Oh, yeah, here's my address. I'll write it out.
Then it's a date, Mrs. Williams?
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Davis. If you're sure it's no bother.
Oh, no, we'd love to have you. Neil has to work, doesn't he?
Yes, poor boy. He's been working very late this week.
Well, then you come over, and Mr. Ace will drive you home whenever you want to.
I have a dinner dress I think I'll wear.
Oh, that's nice. I'll wear one, too, then. I like to dress for dinner, don't you?
Oh, I love it, but I get to do it so seldom.
Well, that's fine, then. We'll wear dinner dresses.
About what time do you folks have dinner?
Well, we can have it whenever you want to. What time do you usually have dinner?
I usually eat late dinner, around 8 o'clock.
Well, that's fine. Then we'll have dinner about 8.
Nothing special now, Mrs. A.
Oh, don't worry. It's not a party or anything like that. Just the five of us, that's all.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
You, Miss A., Marge, and I. That's four, isn't it?
Oh, yes, four. I meant four. I'm terrible at arithmetic. Did I say five? How on earth did I say five? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Williams. See you tomorrow night at 8.
Jane almost gave it away. But we're afraid there's going to be a very much provoked Mr. Neff at this dinner party tomorrow night, as we shall learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.